Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. No school today for this country's second largest school district.
Bus drivers, cafeteria workers, custodians, teachers' aides, and other critical school support workers hit the picket line before the sun came up in Los Angeles. The union is demanding a 30% raise and better working conditions for 30,000 essential support workers who've been without a contract since June 2020.
CBS's Danya Backus reports teachers aren't technically part of this strike, but many are supporting their colleagues on the picket lines. A bit of relief now from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who gave the keynote speech today at a banking summit.
The situation is stabilizing, and the U.S. banking system remains sound.
She credits the federal government's actions after the collapse of two major U.S. banks. Extra barricades are going up around D.C., South Florida, and New York, where former President Trump could be indicted soon.
CBS News has learned that an indictment of Trump is not expected today, but could come sometime later this week. Meanwhile, Trump's campaign has been issuing a flurry of fundraising appeals to his supporters.
That's CBS's Robert Costa. He says law enforcement's worried about violence similar to the Capitol riots on January 6. Russia may be ready now to end its war with Ukraine, thanks to a meeting with China.
A joint statement has Russia praising China for what it calls an objective and unbiased view of the Ukraine war.
I don't think you can reasonably look at China as impartial in any way.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby notes China still buys oil from Russia.
President Xi saw fit to fly all the way to Moscow, hasn't talked once to President Zelensky, hasn't visited Ukraine.
And Kirby says Xi Jinping has parroted Russian propaganda on Western aggression as an existential threat.
That's just a bunch of malarkey.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Another atmospheric river is hitting California, which means more rain and more snow. This tourist in L.A. says his trip's a wash.
I did not expect California to have snow. I'm going to be honest. Like, for me, I was just like, look, we're going to go to Universal, have a regular weekend. Then I'm getting weather reports saying, hey, like, watch out, there's going to be flash flood snow. And I'm like, well, this is the only time we're coming. I'm not getting more time off.
New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer is joining the chorus of FEMA officials now pushing to keep AM radio in new electric vehicles.
If Elon Musk has enough money to buy Twitter and send rockets to space, he can certainly afford to include AM radio in his Teslas.
AM radio stations cover about 90% of the population and broadcast really important information, like severe weather updates. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza, fries, whoa, Braley, no, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will hold their meeting at 8 a.m. at 1500 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. The Solid Waste Management Board meeting scheduled for 4 p.m. has been canceled. A little good news at the pump. Gas prices in Wisconsin are down slightly. AAA says the statewide average is at $3.23 a gallon, down 8 cents from this time last week. AAA points to dropping oil prices, which are at their lowest point since August 2021. Spring is officially here. That means Wisconsin's frogs and toads will soon be coming out of hibernation. The DNR wants your help collecting data to know how the amphibian populations are doing. The Volunteer Frog Monitoring Project began in 1984 with the help of UW-Stevens Point. It is the longest citizen-run science frog calling survey in North America. Visit the DNR website to see how you can get involved. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 31, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, high of 50, overcast. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. And Dom, we always appreciate when those lazy Wisconsinites and really lazy people from all around the nation can garner enough energy to dial the, I guess we've counted them, 10 digits, 844-967-2789, to join us here on the greatest radio show ever. And if you're conservative and you give me a chance to have a little dialogue, I'll do so. I'll try. We try. I mean, ask some of the conservatives. We let you in. But if you're going to go all bull in a China shop CJ on me, you know, you're going to get dumped, Jerry. Sorry, man.
Nah, I'm not sorry. Don't be an ass. You get to hang out a little bit more, man. It's real simple.
Let's try another Jerry. 844-967-2789.
Good Jerry.
2789. You could be the greatest Jerry we talked to today. Jerry from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing? He was the anti-Jerry, so I'm the real Jerry. So.
All right.
So, I guess one of the things I probably want to say is the way that Republicans message, and you know, just like they you were talking about the commercial earlier, and they couldn't say what they really wanted to say. They couldn't use the characters that they really wanted to use. Because, you know, yeah, they had the lazy white guy in the commercial, but if they put the black girl in there or the black man in there, oh yeah, that's when it hits hard. So they couldn't really use what they really wanted. Just like, you know, just like they twist around their way, the word woke.
But Jerry, you know, we're not clear. Jerry, I'm not clear. If you remember the Wisconsin elections commissioner, who's also a criminally fraudulent Trump elector, I would assert, Bob Spindell, the guy that was bragging about the suppression of 27,000 black and Latino votes in Milwaukee, part of their efforts, Jerry, was to utilize black radio in Milwaukee, WNOV, The Truth, Karmazan's, well, it used to be a station I owned, but Karmazan owns it now. Those two black talk, air quote, stations in Milwaukee were receiving quite a bit different message than whitey-righty talk radio is here in Madison. So I'm hearing the Madison version. I'm hearing the lazy white bum kid living in mom and dad's basement eating his Amazon because he gets the free pass of welfare, which, of course, factually, Jerry, the law is already established in the state of Wisconsin. The whole welfare work thing, this is all the way back to Tommy Thompson days. You cannot not work and get the welfare as it's being described and, you know, live the free lunch, Jerry. Sorry, it's your turn. You were a little loud, but now it's your turn.
Yeah, so, as far as welfare work requirements, yeah, you have to get a job, you have to do a work search, all that other good stuff. But see, that's the part they don't tell you. They just say, you know, just like the so-called referendum on whether or not it should be required that able-bodied people go to work for requirements for welfare. Okay, it's already true, but see, they're trying to use that to, to say, oh, wait a minute, that's going on right now. No, and they know it's a lie, but they're going to use it anyway, and then because they know those people aren't going to go out and think or look for themselves.
Jerry, you're telling me all your neighbors in the state of Wisconsin aren't just lazy good-for-nothings looking to suck on the government teat? You know what I mean? That's what we're being accused of, we Wisconsinites. Like, oh, if you just gave us a free lunch, we'd take it and we'd never work again. I don't believe that. I've never met, excepting a few of your friends, them, I've never met a lazy Wisconsinite. I really haven't. I've never met a lazy Wisconsinite. Very few. They are the exceptions, not the rule. Everyone I know works damn hard for their money. Present company excluded.
844-967-2789. Thanks for the...
Bill from Oconomowoc, you will be next. What do you got for us, Bill?
Well, I am lazy, and I did dial the 10 digits, but that be it as it may...
If you put us on speed dial one, Bill, then you'll never have to dial them again.
Okay. That guy that called you before the break,
yes.
I just relish those people, whether it's CJ or that guy or Jerry. And the king of them that I deal with is Dan O'Donnell. And he knows me better than he needs to or better than he wants to.
Yeah.
They all are scripted. And here's how the script goes. The minute you engage them in conversation, they get excited. The minute they get excited, they got to talk over you. The minute they talk over you, they got to start calling you names. Then they work themselves in such a fever, including Dan O'Donnell, that they just go, the wheels come off the bus. And then they got to hang up. Well, I took a little psychology in college, but enough to be dangerous. But if you understand that personality, it's a reactionary personality that's working without thought. It just reacts. It doesn't think, it reacts. Now, again, I'm not trying to blame Dr. Ruth Westheimer or anything, but these
Dr.
people
are Ruth, when did we get into the bedroom, Bill? Let's ask.
Well, that's chapter two.
Let's ask Jerry's question in a reasonable fashion. Let's talk amongst ourselves like adults. What if Jerry's right? What if the election of a liberal, a lefty on the court, turns the court and makes them reconsider Act 10. Bill, do you think that it would create rampant runaway taxes in the state of Wisconsin if they eliminate Act 10? I'm not even sure if I'm ready to go revisit Act 10 at this late hour. I think people should have the right to unionize, but I can't imagine that we're still fighting Act 10 like it's a front burner issue. I don't think it is these days, Bill. Am I wrong?
Well, here's what I believe, and you stop me anytime. If we roll back Scotty Wanker's inquisition on the state of Wisconsin, ripping the DNR and destroying education and making the teachers' union the bad people, we will move forward. If we believe that Foxconn was the answer, we're still kidding ourselves. Scotty Wanker caused this state probably over $1 billion in loss of revenue. Why do you think there's a $5 billion slush fund in the state of Wisconsin? He wasn't smart.
Bill, I'm going to cut you off. Here's a couple of comments. I just want to get them out because my brain only works for so long, and I got to say it quick. Scott Walker was all about throwing the Hail Mary touchdown pass, right? Get a foreign corporation to build out here in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, he had a $250,000 job promise he was trying to meet.
$250,000 jobs. Well, let's contrast. The Evers administration, and why do we have so much money? Why are we flush? In no small part because federal dollars are coming
COVID
back
money,
to
us. Yes.
It's COVID money. Let's call a fact a fact. What did Tony Evers do with the COVID money? He didn't go decimate a community, use eminent domain, and tell them they got to give all their land to a foreign corporation for whatever they decide to get around to doing there. That was the Foxconn plan. Instead, Tony Evers, and I think this has been brilliant, Tony Evers gave $10,000 grants to small businesses that opened storefronts on Main Street. And the state of Wisconsin has seen a tremendous investment. I think we're over $100 million. And that spread out in $10,000 increments means there's been almost 10,000 corporations, 10,000 little mom and pops that have returned to Main Street in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm gonna flush it out just down to one sort of micro level. We've got a little radio station in Amory. WLAK, Lake Air. I hope you're listening right now up there, Amory. But we're looking for a little place on Main Street. And that little community had so much success. This town of 2,200, outmarket Minneapolis, go up Highway 63 from Baldwin, you'll run into Amory. They had so many little businesses that had started up on Main Street. Thanks to the $10,000 grants, 35 of them. In a town of 2,200, I couldn't find Main Street real estate in Amory. We're out by the strip mall. A nice little place, don't get me wrong. And guess what? Civic Media also said, we just filled a vacant storefront, and we also got it. So I know they've extended at least 36 grants at Amory, and good luck finding commercial real estate in that town. When every shop in Main Street has got a vibrant, new, little, passionate small business owner, that is a step in the right direction, Wisconsin. And that's what Tony Evers did. And that's quite a bit different than giving $4.5 billion. At least that was the plan to a foreign corporation. 844-967-2789. If you don't hear me, this is me complimenting the Evers plan.
And it's strikingly different. And the way Scott Walker went about things, let's not forget, he's the Mr. Divide and Conquer, right? When he thinks he's speaking privately to billionaire donors, when the widow Hendricks asks Scott Walker, well, what are you going to do about these unions? And he leans in and gently whispers in her ear, well, we're gonna divide and conquer. That's what he wanted to do. That's how Walker lived his political life. And he was on the ropes. He was a desperate man. And here comes Trump, the 9th, 10th wonder of the world, the Foxconn deal. What, $3.5 billion, 10,000 jobs. Wow, what a great idea. They were flying over Kenosha in Air Force One, and Trump said to Reince Priebus, hey, what about that spot? And Reince is like, yeah, Scotty, what do you think? And they did this deal on the back of a napkin. Of course, it was never a deal. The whole thing was a political scam. Foxconn has been doing these things for years. And when these small government Republicans use eminent domain to kick people out of their homes for a political financial deal with a foreign corporation, you got to wonder really what the motivation is for the megas, for the GOP. Folks, we are the devil's advocates.
What they're not doing enough
is worrying about Main Street. They're not worried about you. That's for damn sure.
We're worried about you.
Join us, 844-967-2789. Thanks, Grudy. Keep on
What would you say you do here?
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come a-rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you. Crockett!
septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on Oregon in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 8.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory. Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
I thought this was Donald Trump, I'm getting arrested day.
That's what Donald Trump told us, so of course it's not true.
I've never felt so let down. But Melania, I think several times, probably felt more let down than this. Dom, I would be curious. What are other Republicans saying about the, you know, the Trump-predicted indictment of Trump? Well, I've got a... If you have questions, I have answers.
I have lots of questions, so just lay it out for me, brother. Let's go.
Let's start with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, we talked about this. He sort of shot a barb Trump's way. Look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many years ago to try and use something from a porn star, hush money payments, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda. That was the continuation. That was the full context of Ron DeSantis.
So a little dig at Trump and a little dig at the woke DA Alvin Bragg. Is that what we're doing now? I love it. Like, all these Republicans commenting have no idea, number one, if Trump will be indicted by Alvin Bragg, or number two, what the indictment will contain.
Wait. DeSantis has to throw a derisive out there. Hold on. There's more. DeSantis went on to say, "We are not involved in this, won't be involved in this. I have no interest in getting involved in some type of manufactured circus by some George Soros DA." It always comes back to Soros.
Oh, yeah. The Jew DA. Is that what he's saying? Because these guys really have it in for the Jews, be it the space lasers or the Soros. The Republicans really have an issue with the Jews, it seems to me.
Well, what about Speaker Kevin McCarthy? What's the latest from Kev? "I don't think people should protest this. No," Kevin said Sunday. He added, "And I think President Trump, if you talk to him, he doesn't believe that either." He's the one calling for it, was he not?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he said.
Something I took encouragement from, Dom. There are apparently more anti-Trump protesters than pro-Trump supporters.
And probably more media than any protesters. Also from Washington Post, McCarthy also said, as they're going down the list of defenses for Trump, "It was his personal money. It was 7 years ago. Statute of limitations. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it reminds me of, Joliet Jake Blues, man.
I didn't have cab fare.
Right. You know what I'm saying? What are you guys talking about? What are you defending him for? What else you got?
McCarthy also criticized the case against Trump, telling reporters, "We need equal justice in America." Do you believe this is equal justice?
Yeah, I think so. Cohen went to jail for this already.
Are you proud of what the Manhattan DA is doing?
Yes, very proud.
Rep. Elise Stefanik, she's sort of new to MAGA world, right? Sort of sold out whatever principle she had.
Yeah,
now
maybe.
She's all MAGA. This is un-American. And the radical left has reached a dangerous new low of third world country, she said in a statement.
Cohen went to jail for this.
Knowing they cannot beat President Trump at the ballot box, the radical left will now follow the lead of socialist dictators. What socialist dictators are there? Like Bernie. If Bernie was a socialist dictator, wouldn't he be in charge right now? They will follow the lead of socialist dictators and reportedly arrest President Trump, the leading Republican candidate for president of the United States. It's a small field still. Dom, you've got to be asking yourself, what's Jim Jordan saying?
Well, that and MTG, but please tell me about Jordan.
Here's what Jordan told the Foxy News, you know, the most credible of sources on Monday. Bragg got pressured, I think, from the left. He went on to say, now they're coming after him for some alleged bookkeeping error. You got to be kidding me. The House Judiciary, this is a bookkeeping error. The paying off of the porn star is a bookkeeping error.
Bookkeeping error.
It's a rounding error.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's a write-off, Jerry.
The House Judiciary Committee, which Jordan chairs, is demanding that Bragg testify to Congress about this probe, plus provide a trove of documents about it.
No, which is, of course, totally asinine. And talk about weaponizing government. I mean, this is a local DA elected in Manhattan. The federal government can't do jack squat about it. What are you talking about? What? And this, let's remind everybody that this letter was signed not only by Jim Jordan and James Comer, but also by Wisconsin's own Brian Stile, the chairman of the Committee on House Administration.
Well, Dominic, here is what one of the declared 2024 Republican presidential candidates, you know, if it ain't Trump, it's Nikki Haley. Well, right now it's a rumor, and I certainly hope it's not the case. The former UN ambassador in the Trump administration told Foxy News on Monday night, but from everything I've seen from this New York district attorney, is that this would be something he'd be going for political points. And I think that we know is when you get into political prosecutions like this, it's more about revenge than it is about
justice. It's not a political prosecution. Like, one dude already went to jail for facilitating his part in this crime. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's already been proven to be a crime. And only one guy, not all of them, went to jail. But there's more crudy. Rand Paul says the DA should be arrested. Lindsey Graham says this is going to blow up the country. Hell, Trump's old attorney says this is all-out war. And to top it all off, with this kind of language being put forth, MAGAs today, a bomb threat at a courthouse in New York, where Tish James, of course, they're going for the $250 million civil case against Trump. Yeah, that place. They had a bomb threat today.
Dom, I've got one last thought from Rep. Matt Gaetz. Trump used his own money to resolve a private dispute, irrespective of any campaign. This is an absurd abuse of the criminal process.
Was it for college?
In our politics. Tuition. Come back. Your calls are next. 844-967-2789.
Honest. Yeah. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Democratic leaders in the state introduced legislation today to repeal Wisconsin's 1849-era criminal abortion ban. The bill would cleanly repeal the ban and revert abortion access to what it was in Wisconsin on June 23, 2022, the day before the U.S. Supreme Court's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Governor Evers said he has been clear from the beginning that he won't sign a bill that leaves Wisconsin women with fewer rights and freedoms than they had before Roe was overturned. This bill simply restores access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin. This effort by Democratic leaders is the latest in a series of actions to restore reproductive health care in Wisconsin. Nearly 60% of Wisconsin voters support safe, legal access to abortion. More than 60% oppose the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In sports, Wisconsin takes on Oregon tonight in the NIT quarterfinals. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three part-time jobs
and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 31, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, high of 50, overcast. Mixed precipitation possible at times tomorrow night, lows level off around 29. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Man, you see the newest about Foxy News? I'll keep it brief here, but I think you should know there is a new explosive lawsuit by one of the Fox News producers who apparently was being, let's just say, strongly persuaded by Fox News.
Coached,
yes, let's call it that for conversation. CNN reporting that an explosive new lawsuit filed by Fox News producer Abby Grossberg has thrown a wrench into the defense against the defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems. Grossberg alleges she was coached by Fox News attorneys to give misleading testimony under oath in order to shift blame away from the network for airing multiple false claims about Dominion. Now, here's the statement apparently from the lawsuit. Fox News attorneys acted as agents and at the behest of Fox News to misleadingly coach, manipulate, and coerce Ms. Grossberg to deliver shaded and or incomplete answers during her sworn deposition testimony, which answers were clearly to her reputational detriment, but greatly benefited Fox News. The complaint also documents alleged misogynistic and anti-Semitic behavior, shocker here, Dom, by Fox News employees that Grossberg experienced as a producer for both Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo and primetime Fox News star Tucker. Rhymes with Tucker Carlson. The lawsuit continued to describe a culture at Tucker Rhymes with Tucker's program in which women were subjected to crude terms, in which jokes about Jewish people were made out in the open. You know, in my whole life, I've never seen people make jokes about Jewish people.
I don't get it, man.
I've never experienced that, but apparently they do that down at Tucker's show. Grossberg named Carlson and members of his staff in the lawsuit filed in New York. In an interview with CNN, Grossberg said her lawsuit will show that Fox News does not care about anything except ratings, of course, Tom.
It's not red or blue, Crudy. It's green.
They don't care about their employees, and they don't care about their viewers. Now, Fox News, Dom, pushed back on Grossberg's claims and said it engaged a team of outside lawyers to investigate her claims. You know, outside lawyers like Dan Kelly. They weren't employees so much as, you know, outside 1099 counsel. You see the distinction there?
Totally different. Totally different.
And the outside lawyers found her claims against Foxy News at the employee of Foxy News. Well, they found her accusations baseless, according to Foxy News.
Foxy News says Foxy News's former producer is inaccurate. I got one now, Crudy. Hang on. No, no, you jumped on there all excited. Are you ready for it?
Well, lay it out, man. Make it quick. Got callers being patient.
Breaking news. A source familiar with proceedings exclusively told DailyMail.com on Tuesday, quote, there will be no arraignment this week. Trump is expected to be indicted Wednesday, tomorrow, after which the DA office will reach out to his Secret Service detail to make arrangements for his surrender. All 36,000 NYPD officers are in uniform and on notice for deployment after Trump called for his supporters to protest his imminent indictment.
Tomorrow
is the indictment. The arraignment will be next week.
Well, that's not Tuesday. I want it now, Father. I don't even want this one. I want the one in Georgia. 844-967-2789. Jim from Appleton. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Hi, guys. I'm enjoying the news about Foxy, whatever it's called. And, you know, Trump's indictment, sooner or later, it's got to happen. But my main point is, I'm kind of tired of them calling what we're asking for radical left policies. You want radical left? I'll give you some radical left. Let's nationalize those oil companies since we're paying them $5 billion a year in case they...
Slow down, Hugo Chavez. They would be calling us socialist dictators at that point, Jim, perhaps with accuracy.
If they're calling us radical left, I'm giving a sample of what is really radical left. How about no Medicare for all, but true nationalized health care from cradle to grave? Oh, wait, the Republicans care before cradle, pregnancy to grave.
Conception to grave, Jim.
There you go. You know, that is what left really is.
Well, I want to party with you, cowboy.
Well, of course, I mean, Jim.
More I could throw in there.
But the whole point for them is like, the messaging, right? They're just trying to just, you know, stir up their supporters, make this a thing. Think of the language here. All-out war, jail the DA, right? It's going to blow up the country. These are the things that they're saying.
It's about justice for all, except if you're wealthy and happen to be a former president. You don't have to serve justice.
Well, justice for the suckers, Jim. 844. That and taxes, right? 844-967-2789. Matt from Minneapolis, perhaps listen on KTNF. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, you guys. How's it going?
Excellent, Good. Sir. What do you got?
Okay. Well, for one thing, I've got 2 points here. One is, if Donald Trump is denying that he provoked 1-6, then he is backtracking by saying, oh, well, how can you say it? I like the way your Trump imitation is. If I get arrested, then, you know, I'm going to start another 1-6 in every city in the country, right?
Well, I think he would be hopeful to weaponize the mob and perhaps intimidate, you know, prospective DAs or the Department of Justice or whoever he can chill, man. Because, you know, if I could turn the mob against the cops and the cops are coming for me, I'd do the same damn thing, man. You know, every badger in a corner is going to do whatever they can to get the hell out of that corner. And that's what Trump's doing. He is starting to let the desperation through.
Yeah, and you know, being plain rock and roll stuff, back in the 90s, I think it would have been cheaper for Trump to go, and I'm not going to say the name of the nightclub, but to go to a certain nightclub in Hayward, Wisconsin, where they passed out flashlights, you know, so you could see the dancers better. It would probably would have been cheaper for him to do that than to do that with Stormy Daniels.
Do what? He was extorted, according to him, Matt.
You know, we're coming to Hayward.
$30,000 to not have sex?
We're coming to Hayward very soon. The Buzz of the North, WBZH, 910 AM. And I got to learn about this Hayward flashlight story.
I was
like, where do I get my flashlight?
I wasn't aware. Thanks for the call, Matt. 844-967-2789. Now, the intimidation factor. We talked about it recently. Alvin Bragg sent out an internal memo saying they won't be intimidated. Now, apparently, a spokesperson for the DA's office is responding to that House GOP letter. This was a letter signed by, what, Jim Jordan and James Comer and Wisconsin's own Brian Stile. You know, weaponizing the government to go down into, you know, local DA politics. But here's what the DA had to say in response to that letter, and I quote from the Twitter feed. We will not be intimidated by attempts to undermine the justice process, nor will we let baseless accusations deter us from fairly applying the law. While this office follows the facts, not everyone does. Many false claims have been lobbed about, so let's set the record straight about a few particularly egregious statements about the safety of our great city recently. Bullet point number one. So far this year, under DA Bragg, homicides are down 32% in Manhattan and shootings are down 14%. Number two. Through the first year of DA Bragg's administrations, homicides were down 16% in Manhattan and shootings were down 11%. And New York remains one of the safest big cities in the U.S. with a far lower murder rate than the most populous cities where the committee chairman hail from, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Kentucky. In every prosecution, we follow the law without fear or favor to uncover the truth. Our skilled, honest, and dedicated lawyers remain hard at work.
844-967-2789. Join us via phone like Mike from Cedarburg. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mike.
I got a way of raising billions either for the Ukraine fight or for cutting into our debt. Put this on pay-per-view. When they book them, put it in the orange jumpsuit, handcuffs, leg irons, and I'll pay $100 to watch it.
If they put him in an orange jumpsuit, Mike, won't he look like he's naked?
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be hard to tell, right?
That would be even scarier. Oh, my God. I go blind.
Mike, but here's the part. I think we've got to be careful and be adult about this. If we want to believe that no man is above the law, come tomorrow when he's arraigned, apparently, according to the Daily Caller.
Indicted
Caller,
tomorrow, arraigned next week.
And when he indicted next week, we have to remember, this guy is innocent until proven guilty. He has not been convicted. And I hate to say it, man, but this guy's got every right to a legal defense that everyone else does.
Well, no one's suggesting that he's not, but I mean, because the law must look at him as innocent until proven guilty. I know his ass is guilty, Mike. Come on.
Come on, boys. Don't be too gleeful. Could be us indicted someday.
Yeah, well, if I have the check written to the porn star with my signature on it while I'm in the presidency after the election that my lawyer went to jail for, you got to assume maybe that might roll up at some point, Mike.
No, let's see. I've worked with corrections and law enforcement for many, many years. And my experience is when they book somebody, they always handcuff them because they don't know who they're dealing with usually. And they give them special treatment. You broke the law, you're being charged, you get the same treatment as everybody else.
Okay, here, sort of.
Maybe they'll hit his head when they put him in the back of the car, man.
Mike, here, obviously he's not like every other defendant that's coming down to central booking, but Mike, do you do the Tom DeLay grinning from ear to ear, act like you meant to do that, or do you have the sourpuss? Do you look like Dom does most days?
No. I smile a lot.
That's right.
I'd be grinning from ear to ear. I'd be looking like a Cheshire cat.
Never let him see you down, Mike.
Turn to the left.
Turn to the right. Now slide. Curdy, he's not like everybody else in the sense that he's a former president with a Secret Service detail, but as far as I can tell, in every other way, shape, or form, he is like everybody else. He literally is like everybody else. Everybody else, man. What are you talking about? It's putting these people up on a pedestal. How many politicians have been arrested over the course of humanity? Come on, man. So he's the first president. Great. Still like everybody else.
You ever been booked?
Yes.
Handcuffed, photographed.
Yes. Sure, yes.
Humiliating, is it?
Nah, not really. You know, what are you going to do? I did the crime, man. Well, the crime, weed, that's really not a crime. I'm just ahead of my time. But so what, man? That's what happens. Never run. That's embarrassing.
Run. Who runs? I'd like to think I'd run in even if I didn't have a weapon. 844-967.
God, terrible.
2789. Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
I love Jim's thinking a couple calls ago. Radical? No. Very logical, everything he brought up. But you're talking about the how Republicans reacted. I brought this up to Matt Flynn yesterday. Kevin McCarthy, I'm paraphrasing him now. This is the weakest of all the charges out there. Now, is that not the most pathetic vote of confidence you've ever heard?
I mean, it doesn't bode well for him, Dick. That was McCarthy. Yeah, if he points out that it's the weakest case, so what, it shouldn't be brought because the other ones are worse? What are you saying?
So there's a half dozen more, but that's exactly, well, I'm kind of paraphrasing him. Check it out. He said something to the effect that, this is the weakest amongst the charges.
You know, if a guy's going down for murder, Dick, do you really got to hammer the jaywalking? Come back with us. One last opportunity to hear yourself on the radio. Don't be lazy. Dial right now. 844-96-PARTY.
You know, we'll deal with this tomorrow night.
I'm mad.
The Rick Smith Show. Where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day of the Devil's Advocates. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
But you're going to want to stick around because we are going to play the singular Wisconsin Supreme Court debate starting at 6 o'clock. So, you know, keep it locked right here for that. And my beloved Badgers, they got a big NIT Elite Eight game tonight, Dom. Going off against the Oregon Ducks, 8 o'clock Central Time. That will play out on WFHR, WRCE, and WLAK, our three Badger affiliates. And my understanding is, if you stream it, you should be able to find one 75 miles or less from your home. So start with WFHR, and you can listen to the NIT soon-to-be champion-bound Wisconsin Badgers.
All right.
If they win today, they go to Vegas next weekend, I believe,
for the
Final Four. Anyways, Badgers at Oregon. Here's one other insight about this game. If you tune on the TV, it's going to hurt your eyes. Oregon's got one of the ugliest basketball courts ever. Like relief pine trees. It looks like somebody spilt paint on their court. It's got awful. You're not going to want to watch it. Tune in right here on the Civic Media app. Tell all your friends, get the Civic Media app. We got a Wisconsin judicial debate and then a Badger NIT victory. You heard it here first.
844-967-2789. Crudy, the news just keeps on coming down. ABC News is reporting special counsel claims Trump deliberately misled his attorneys about classified documents the judge wrote. The judge said there could be indications of criminal violations per the source. Prosecutors presented compelling preliminary evidence that former President Donald Trump knowingly and deliberately misled his own attorneys about his retention of classified materials after leaving office, a top federal judge wrote Friday in a sealed filing, according to sources who described his content to ABC News. Trump spokes very unhappy about this. In response, the Trump campaign spokesperson said, in part, "Shame on fake news ABC for broadcasting illegally leaked," all capped, "false allegations from a never-Trump, now former chief judge against the Trump legal team. The real story here that fake news ABC should be reporting on is that prosecutors only attack lawyers when they have no case whatsoever."
Is that really the case? Look over at the indictments about to drop in Manhattan. That's where you should be looking.
Right, well, you can't look anywhere. Again, that news also, we talked about it earlier from The Guardian. Trump is supposed to be, I believe it was The Guardian. Trump indicted tomorrow, arraigned next week.
I thought you said The Daily Caller for accuracy.
No, it wasn't The Daily Caller.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it was not The Daily Caller.
844, Dom's favorite source.
Daily Mail.
I knew there was a daily in there.
Yeah.
Closer than you got. 844-967-2789.
It's the Daily Mail from the UK, the Guardian UK. I mean, it's we'll call it a tie.
Carla from Johnson's Creek. Welcome, Carla. What do you got for us?
Hi, Carla.
Hi. I was just thinking, since they were supposed to indict him today, And then now it's going to be tomorrow. I wonder if they'll do it in the middle of the night, like a night court situation, to just to, because of the protest.
I want Roz to arrest him. Well, and remember now, Trump was the one that said it was going to be today. So nothing came from the DA's office on this.
It would be nice if they did pre-dawn paramilitary raid, like Republicans always claim they got swooped in on. I would love to see the FBI kicking down the doors, but I believe we'll probably see a negotiated settlement. And although I agree with the guy, I think Mike in Cedarburg, who wants to see the former in handcuffs, Carl, I don't think we're ever going to see that man in handcuffs. Not publicly. I don't think we'll see it.
Not for this case, but hopefully we will as justice slowly turns.
Is an indictment enough, Carla?
See him sneak in.
Carla, will this give you enough fulfillment, or do we need to see the more substantial charges, something related to the coup attempt in the January 6th, the Georgia case? I mean, this case almost feels like a distraction.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just also wonder, are the Secret Service going to flip a coin to see who goes in with him if he gets jailed?
You got to sit in the cell with the guy for 8 hours a day and make sure he doesn't get shanked in the shower?
Right. So, yeah, that's all I got. I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping for a door kicked down in the middle of the night. But,
I want to see him on an episode of Cops, Carla. That's what I'm talking
bad
about.
Bad boy. What you going to do?
What I mean? 844. Running, got his hat on and, running his... Well, he's not running. Who are you kidding, man? That guy would have a heart attack.
No shirt, right? The guy that's running never has a shirt on. 844-967-2789. That's why I always keep my shirt on. Cops will run right past you. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome, Steven. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steven.
I actually have more news for you. I have two articles that just popped up on my cell phone. From The Independent, Tucker Carlson says Trump payoff to a porn actor is, quote, ordinary in America. And
haven't you paid off a porn star to not have sex with you after the birth of your fifth child by your third baby mama?
While running for president of the United States?
You can't say that live on air. My wife will find out.
No confessions on air, Stephen. There's no pseudonyms here.
Pseudonyms.
That was for you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Kurt. Go ahead, Steven. What's the other headline you got for us, Steven?
I do have one more news thing for you. This is coming from WBAY, Channel 2 in Green Bay, the ABC affiliate. Illinois reports $36 million in tax revenue from out-of-state marijuana sales, including from Wisconsinites. So I guess Illinois does like Wisconsin when we're buying weed from them.
That's the only time, Stephen, I got to tell you. And the taxes are exorbitant. I feel like I paid a big chunk of that $36 million.
Right?
If I didn't, Sylvia did.
Just got to go a little further to Michigan. The taxes are cheaper and the quantities are higher.
But, Stephen, I think you missed the hometown story that really captured my attention from the Green Bay area. Somebody stole a van with the body in the van, like a hearse.
What?
There was like a high-speed hearse chase, I think, in Green Bay.
Jeez.
I don't know if they went high speed or if he just fled with the body, but that was a headline that caught my attention from the greater Brown County area. I'd like to watch the regional markets.
A lot going on in Green Bay these days. Well, if that's the worst that can happen, it's not a terrible day.
You're going to want to stick around. This is an unusual broadcast day, but 2 weeks from tonight is Election Day in the state of Wisconsin, April 4th. And today, you can hear this singular Wisconsin Supreme Court debate. Coming up next, Terry Bell, our news director, offering commentary. Get you right into the action. It was contentious. It is worth the listen. And don't forget, Badgers, NIT, Elite Eight action going off against Oregon. 8 o'clock, WFHR. Find it on the stream. Get the Civic Media app and keep it locked all the time. We'll see you on Wednesday, I believe. Joe Zepecki, our fine guest in the Happier Happy Hour.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE.